makes it the exclusive jurisdiction to operate a water line within the boundaries of municipality. For instance, couldn't they put theirs in as well as yours? They could put theirs in under the statute. You could put yours in under the Constitution. We have that same sort of thing under the same section in Town 3, I think Hudson, Ohio, outside of Akron, where AEP ran, some power company, ran lines down one side of the street, and the city ran its municipal power lines down the other side of the street. It's wrong, but why shouldn't we hold
that? I wish this court had accepted jurisdiction in another case that we had this ability to marvel. In fact, Your Honor, I think we'll be in favor of taking that case.
Thank you.
That very issue, we digress, if you will, but philosophically, it's my personal view that the court ought to stay out of the business of regulating the disputes over matters of competition, and they ought to let the marketplace to take care of it. And if you have a suit, vertical subdivision to both ones, and language like water lines on opposite sides of the street, it's like Burger King and McDonald's. Let the customer choose where they want to go.
So the answer is there's nothing exclusive about either the constitutional provision or the statute.
I will qualify what I just said, but I believe that should apply outside the boundaries of the municipality. It's my contention, Your Honor, that the people of Ohio have created their own version of the supremacy clause when it comes to matters of utility service within the municipal boundaries. And the purpose of Article 4, Section 4, Article 18, is to grant the municipalities a constitutional right that is not granted to any other form of local government to provide utility service.
Is it exclusive in the Constitution?
Yes, this court has declared to be plenary, not subject to any restriction, has held that a municipality may exclude others who are seeking to compete. You can literally say, I am king of the water in Marblehead. No one else has the right to serve my residents.
Well, where in the statute does it prevent Marblehead from acquiring the water system?
From acquiring the water system that the county constructs?
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting question that Justice Douglas made reference to the City of Northwood case, where the City of Northwood was attempting to acquire within its own boundaries a water system that had been constructed by someone else. And it remains to be seen how this court comes out. I hope you will come out in favor of the municipality, because it's my view that municipalities are supreme when it comes to either acquiring, constructing, or maintaining utility service in their boundaries. They have the right to exclude private entities. They have the right to exclude other forms of local government. And I say that because it's a matter of constitutional law. The people of Ohio declared in the Constitution that they want the municipalities to be supreme when it comes to providing utility service inside their boundaries.
What about water sewer districts, Mr. Brunetto? Aren't those, don't those exist within municipalities?
Your Honor, they
haven't been declared.
Within municipalities, only if the municipality consents to it and wishes for it to exist. And if the municipality doesn't want to be part of the water sewer district, they have the absolute right today.
And that is really true here. This statute doesn't, it can be said that, and counsel for the other side makes the point, this is, if you take your argument that this really infringes on the constitutional provision favoring municipalities' plenary rights, what about the argument that it's a gap situation, and that eventually, as Judge Jones says, it will go back to the municipality? This is only a practical for orderliness of transition where an annexation intervenes.
Justice, on what basis can we conclude it will eventually go back to the municipality? If you look at the history of this,
But the statute, counsel, is only dealing with the transition period.
The statute in no way says that the ownership of these facilities will cease upon the completion.
No, the city has the right to condemn.
Right. Well, do they?
Yes, certainly.
That's the issue in the city of Washington case.
Don't be so sure, Judge.
Presumably they do. It would seem that they would. But the point is that once the construction is complete, the county owns these facilities within the boundaries of Marblehead. Your Honor, to make my point, you might want to take a look at the complaint that the county commissioner's file initiated about this. They weren't saying, this is just a temporary minor inconvenience and after it's all settled, we'll give it to you. What they asked the trial court to declare was that the county has exclusive paramount authority to provide utility service to Marblehead residents.
But, you know, that and the motivation of how they interfered with the annexation and all that, isn't that somewhat beside the point we're being asked to decide today is whether or not that, the statute, you know, whatever the number is, that it is unconstitutional. That's interfering with the constitutional provision favoring municipalities. Isn't motivation and what all they wanted kind of beside the point?
And
using Columbus v. Teeter as
the point I'm making is that's what the county asked the court to declare. They didn't ask the court to declare motion. They asked them to declare the law is that according to this statute, the county has supreme authority to serve residents of an annex area and also to declare the following that should be permanently joined for serving their own residents. I mean, it is preposterous.
Thank you. for that application.
Your Honor, let me answer the question this way. Your question has a premise, and the premise is that if they have begun construction and if they have made financial commitments, but for this statute, all of that would be invalidated. And I say, based on what? Based on what principle of law could be said that a construction contract has to be ceased in terms of its performance? This statute seems to say that existing assessments or bonds will not be adversely affected, but it's like the legislature is stating a truism. Whoever said that they were adversely affected? There was no law, there's no precedent, there's no statute that says following an annexation, anything that another person has done that the administration suddenly ceases to be valid. So this statute provides a protection against something that I don't perceive to be a problem. If the county commissioners had pipes in the ground and had commitments to complete construction, this statute wouldn't change anything. This statute doesn't make those contracts any more or less important.
So your argument for unconstitutionality is that it's superfluous?
Well, one argument for unconstitutionality is that it's overbroad. Why are we granting them jurisdiction to construct water facilities simply because they passed a resolution of necessity? How is the passing of a resolution of necessity?
I didn't see overbreadth in your argument when your briefs was that there? Overbreadth?
No, Your Honor, I did not characterize it as overbroad, but that is one of the constitutional infirmities that I see in the statute. It goes well beyond protection of any legitimate state interest.
But the question comes down to, on that issue, could you not establish, construct, and maintain a water line in the annexed area, even if the statute is constitutional?
If you're saying that the county has gone ahead and completed construction.
Today. You want us to find the statute unconstitutional.
If
the statute is constitutional or unconstitutional, can't you put a water line in there?
Yes, sir. It's my contention that municipalities have a right to put a water line wherever they want.
Then why would we have to find, looking at what Justice Pike was talking about in the future, why would we have to find this statute unconstitutional when we may have a different set of facts outside of Toledo, where the water lines are already in and the assessments are already issued and the right of way has already been acquired?
Well, Your Honor, the answer to that partly, I guess, turns on how this lawsuit started. We didn't start by asking the court to declare the statute unconstitutional. We were about the business of looking just as you suggested. We have residents, they want water, we're going to give them water. While we're minding our own business, we are served with a complaint saying this statute says we have the authority.
You have the water line in now and you're serving, aren't you?
Correct.
Okay. If we find the statute to be constitutional, how's that going to change? Are you worried about them coming and in a reverse acquisition somehow to take over your line? That can't happen.
No, Your Honor. In fact, this case, I submit probably isn't moot in terms of what's going to happen.
It took a long time to get there, didn't it?
Our residents now have water from the source that they prefer. The county hasn't been adversely affected in any way as a result of all this.
What about the main lines that they argue, that counsel suggests there's still an issue here with regard to the main line?
Your Honor, I've never understood that issue, that claim.
So you're not going to help me.
Their argument seems to be that because one of these water lines happens to be big enough to serve some other area, that we have somehow infringed their right to serve that other area. And none of that was presented to the trial court. I don't claim that they can't construct a main line through Marblehead. They've never asked us to construct a main line through Marblehead. The issue hasn't even arisen. And as an aside, the area that there was reference there, called Johnson's Island, was never a part of the original water project. There was no
sum up your argument?
Your Honor, my argument is that the Court of Appeals had to look at this statute and decide whether it conflicts with the right of the municipality to serve its own residents. The Constitution provides this power. It doesn't say, comma, however, if you are a recently annexed resident, your rights are subordinate to the will of county commissioners. The Constitution doesn't distinguish between how you got to be a resident. If you are part of the municipality, the supremacy clause says that municipality raises pertinent funds to provide utility service. This statute seems to have been enacted to benefit county commissioners in some way as part of the water wars or the utility wars that this court is familiar with.
Okay, I think we understand your argument. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Collier, you can take 30 seconds to rebuttal.
Justice Piper, I think you hit the nail on the head. This case, the statute needs to be applied on a case-by-case basis. The statute is not per se unconstitutional, does not per se conflict on the state with a constitutional right. It was in the village of Lucas versus Lucas School District, where the court flagged down the test and said that the constitutional authority is not absolute. It may be yield from legislative acts, statewide concerns. Our inquiry is not ended at that point. We can't provide a balancing test, and the test is substantial appearance. That's what the court below did not do. They did not expect it from constitutional.
If you find it constitutional, what's your remedy?
I think the remedy, Your Honor, first to reverse the legal holding of the lower court, possibly to remand for proper application of balancing test.
What's your remedy? Are you going out and try to cut off their water line?
Your Honor, no, the county.
Are you going to try to acquire their water line?
No.
Are you going to sue them for damages?
We may sue them for damages.
Which is another reason why the statute ought to be looked at carefully for constitutionality.
I think the court needs to address our planning law. But I think the predominant thing is
case will be submitted, you'll be advised for our decision. Thank you.